The COVID vaccine has arrived, and it's nothing short of a technology miracle. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Vaccines are being administered this week in the UK, less than a year after COVID-19 became a devastating pandemic. And the vaccines from Pfizer, in partnership with BioNTech, and the one from Moderna, use a new type of vaccine technology that's sort of like cellular engineering. Traditional vaccines introduce fragments of virus protein into the body for it to learn to recognize and attack. These vaccines use something called messenger RNA, or mRNA, to give the body a blueprint to manufacture its own virus fragments to attack. Safi Bakal is a biotech investor and author of Loon Shots, How to Nurture the Crazy Ideas That Win Wars, Cure Diseases, and Transform Industries.
A few weeks ago, my wife and I bought one of these vacuum cleaning robots that goes around your room. Now, you can think of your body is full of these little robots, and those robots are the proteins inside your body that get the job done. They do all sorts of tasks. About 20 years ago, 25 years ago, a group of scientists asked a question, well, where do those robots inside our body come from? Turns out our body has these little 3D printers churning out those robots. They're called ribosomes, but you can think of them just as a 3D printer, and you feed an instruction sheet into that printer, and it spits out a robot. So these scientists had this really crazy idea, and they said, what about if instead of like growing the drug outside in a lab and manufacturing it and injecting it, we just slip them a little piece of paper with the software code so that the 3D printers inside our body generate their own vaccines? And that's what the mRNA drug is an example of.
You know, I mean, this is vaccine development at a speed that no one's ever seen before, combined with, of course, ongoing medical breakthroughs that keep happening. What does all of this suggest for the next pandemic?
Well, I think it's incredibly encouraging. I mean, the mRNA by itself is very fragile, so you need to coat it in something that will protect it. And that's actually why it took so many years to develop, because just getting that protective coating right is very difficult. But it positions us very well, because the next time we have a virus like this, we know what will work. And hopefully, we can get prepared in advance. Hopefully, we can make a giant portfolio of vaccines and maybe even figure out what are some vaccines that we can make that will attack lots of different bugs that look the same.
Well, then in that case, what still don't we know? What are the hurdles that researchers may still be facing around mRNA or even other vaccine development tools?
It's very rare that you have a drug or even a vaccine that works the same in everybody. You know, some work in younger patients better, some work in older patients better. Sometimes there are patients who are immunocompromised where it doesn't work very well. So what you want is a whole bunch of vaccines. And that will give physicians a lot of different ways to try to prevent the disease, but also if patients get the disease, to try to treat this disease.
Safi Bakal is a biotech investor and author. There's more from him on this week's Make Me Smart podcast with me and Kai Ryssdal. And now for some related links. Unfortunately, although the vaccine is here, it is not yet evenly distributed. And I've got a link on marketplacetech.org to an MSNBC op-ed that probably has the right of it. We kind of need to pretend for a while that there's no vaccine at all, because it's not here until it's here. And until then, the sucker is spreading fast. So even though bad examples are all around us, keep fighting the good fight with the masks and the staying home. And speaking of not being evenly distributed, if you also listen to Make Me Smart, you'll hear a listener take us to task for not recognizing that hesitancy around these new vaccines can also come from distrust of medical systems that are full of long-standing systemic racism, and that we have to acknowledge that the reluctance of Black and brown people to take a new vaccine isn't as simple as anti-science, anti-vaxxer sentiment. And here's the thing about that. A study from MIT earlier this month notes that, in fact, while the three big vaccine candidates are 90, 94, 95% effective overall, they appear to be less effective in Asian clinical study participants. And the MIT researchers said that could mean they're less effective in Black and Asian populations generally. The study's author said it's probably because, as usual, clinical trials didn't include enough underrepresented minorities, so the vaccines are basically designed for white people's genes. The researchers said the deficiencies in the vaccine should be relatively easy to fix. Society, clearly, still going to take a while. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. As a dedicated listener and superfan, you already make Marketplace part of your routine, including Marketplace Tech, to get your daily fix of independent, fact-based news. But now you can bring even more Marketplace into your everyday with our new Liquid Assets mug, yours as a thank you gift when you donate just $5 a month. To check out our new Marketplace mug and support public service journalism, go to marketplace.org/givetech. Thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.